This week at NPR, we're also spending some time learning about malaria. The disease is pushing back against efforts to defeat it. Among the reasons that's happening, counterfeit malaria medicines. The fake drugs are generating millions of dollars for organized crime, undermining the effectiveness of existing drugs, and killing patients. And efforts to attack the counterfeit malaria drug trade are weak, as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Myanmar has the highest level of malaria transmission in Southeast Asia. It's also awash in fake malaria drugs, according to researchers who study the problem. The lengthy civil war in Myanmar, also known as Burma, fueled both malaria and the counterfeit drug problem. The conflict pushed soldiers and villagers into mosquito breeding grounds. It also decimated health clinics and allowed smugglers to move with relative ease in and out of the country. For more than 10 years, Stefan Prou has been gathering samples of malaria pills from pharmacies and shops along the Thai-Myanmar border.
You see, some of them I threw away because they were too old.
Prou digs through a box filled with packets of malaria tablets that were bought mainly in eastern Myanmar.
In the early days, it was quite easy to tell a fake from a true because the holograms were really badly done and very rough, and you could see straight away that it was fake.
But he says around 2004 or 2005, that started to change. The fake malaria drugs for sale in the region became almost indistinguishable with the naked eye from the authentic ones. The packets even had hologram stickers that were almost identical to the stickers from the factory.
They are champion counterfeiters, those guys. They're really, really well-crafted holograms.
Prou works at the Shoklo Malaria Research Unit in Mae Sot, Thailand. His group helps set up and run malaria clinics across the border in Myanmar in areas where there's little access to health care. Malaria drugs and many other medications are sold openly there without a prescription in markets and small shops. Fake drugs are particularly dangerous with malaria because the disease can kill a person in a matter of days. Prou says by putting useless medicines out on the market, counterfeiters are playing with people's lives.
Someone comes with malaria, here you go, take those tablets, but there's nothing in there, and so it's very dangerous, potentially fatal for the patient. No, that's a deadly trade. Those people are not only crooks, they are criminals, definitely criminals.
Sometimes the fake drugs are nothing more than repackaged sugar pills or chalk, but at times they contain small amounts of anti-malarial drugs. This causes another major public health problem. When the malaria parasite is exposed to an insufficient dose of a drug, resistance can start to develop. And that appears to be what's happening now in Southeast Asia with one of the most powerful anti-malarials in the market. Oxford University scientist Paul Newton, based in Laos, has studied the trade in fake malaria drugs for more than a decade.
There's been a major problem over at least the last 10 years, responsible for reducing the efficacy of the treatments of malaria in countries throughout mainland Southeast Asia.
And the problem isn't limited to Southeast Asia. Robert Bate just put out a book this year on the rise of fake pharmaceuticals around the globe. He says fake malaria drugs are a favorite among counterfeiters.
It's impossible to know the exact scale of the problem of fake antimalarials, but it is in some markets as low as single-digit percentages, and in the worst markets, half the market is fake. In a few instances, we found in Lubumbashi, which is the southernmost city in the Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, 48% of our samples simply didn't work.
Even if they're worthless against malaria, these phony drugs can generate millions of dollars for organized criminals. Bates says part of the problem is that malaria mainly affects people in poor developing nations where regulation of pharmaceuticals is weak. Drug regulatory agencies in malaria endemic countries, he says, simply aren't strong enough to take on the counterfeiters. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
And our series, Malaria Pushing Back, continues this afternoon on All Things Considered. Jason will look at the history of U.S. efforts to battle the disease.